This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. جزاكم الله خير for coming in a rainy day. Subhanallah, some send me videos of some parts of close to LA. It's complete flood. Subhanallah. So what a ni'mah we are living in. Some people says I'm not going to be able to come today, and they send me the videos like, don't move, stay where you are. And hopefully we'll be able to live stream today because I have an issue with the internet. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy. But looks like they are hearing me, so we are fine. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So we're going to continue with Surah Yasin. To clarify, I don't know why, but I was told today, someone says there will be Tuesday program till September. That's not true. So I don't know who heard this or who did not even clarify it with me. We have no Tuesday in Ramadan. That's for sure. The week back, inshallah, we will be in that. We will continue. I think we'll continue with the Quran. As you can see, there is a lot of, we have an issue. Are you okay with that? Yes? Yeah? Okay, alhamdulillah, because it sometimes stops. Okay. Alhamdulillah, there is an interest, walillah, alhamdulillah, people. This is what the whole idea. When you take a subject, and definitely we always have to start with the Quran, is you need to get really redefine, I will say this word, redefine your relationship with the Quran. Number one, before you redefine, actually I will say define your relationship with the Quran. Do you have a relationship? And you're going to tell me yes. I'm sure if I asked everybody would raise their hand. Alhamdulillah. What is the relationship? Is it reading or need a PRN, as we say in medicine, when I need? Is it? No, I read every day. Alhamdulillah. That's second. Do you understand a word of what you are reading? Well, I'm talking about to Arab and non-Arab, by the way. And you're going to see today when I explain to you Surah Yasin, say, really? Is that what it is? Yeah, because sometimes the word that you and me are very used to is not really the word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meant. So do you understand what Allah is saying? Number three, which is the most important, do you apply it? And that's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan, when Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will say on the day of judgment to Allah, Ya Rabbi, inna qawmi ittakhadhu hadha al-Qur'ana mahjura. And Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam is going to complain to Allah about us. Because he said, qawmi, my people, not someone else. And he says, Ya Allah, my people took this Qur'an as a neglected thing. And Imam Ibn al-Qayyim put it beautifully and says, the neglection is levels. And number one, I don't read it at all. Only maybe when someone die. And number two, I read it PRN from one Ramadan to the other. I read it occasionally. Fine, alhamdulillah, I read it every single day. I have no idea what I'm reading. I don't put an effort to understand what I'm reading. Again, Arab and non-Arab speaking. And then, and this is actually, he said, this is the most important thing, is we don't apply it at all. Even when I understand, even you have attended so many lectures and you wrote it down and you know, but we don't apply it. We apply everything else. When someone says something to us, it keeps running in our head and keep remembering it, but we don't apply what the Quran says. So let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 4 weeks and a few days left for Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make us among those who takhadhu al-Quran mahjura. Imagine the Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam on the day of judgment will gonna look at me and look at you and complaining to Allah about you and me because we didn't have the proper relationship with the Quran. We have an amazing relationship with our friends and with our spouses and with our children and with our food and with kitchen and with hobbies and everything. But when we come to the Quran, and again, everyone can define it. What is the Quran for your life? Don't answer me, who am I? May Allah make me better than what you think of me. But each one of you, what is the relationship with the Quran? And I'm here specifically referring to the Arabs, because, and I am one of them, because we think we know, because we read, but we don't know at all, at all. And one question everybody has to ask herself, especially Ramadan is coming. When was the last time when you read the Quran alone and you shed a single tear? Then you didn't understand what Allah is saying. You know it. And you're going to nod your head. Oh, I know it. Surah Yasin. Oh, I know it. Okay, fine. Did you shed a single tear about anything Allah said in Surah Yasin? Or in Qul Huwallahu Ahad? Or in Ayatul Kursi? Then it didn't affect you. It's an information. We need to move from the Quran being an information, I know, as we all say, to move it to become, should be my manifesto. This should be, when I have anything to do, it's like, what is it? Okay, let me, and I'm going to go. And if I am really, seriously, honestly looking for an answer, wallahi, Allah will send you the answer. But we don't even think of it. And even dua is the last, right? I tried, I called you, I did everything, and then it's like nothing worked. Okay, let me ask Allah. You know, the last resort, which it should be the first resort. So let me take you today. Today, let's go back quickly to connect you with Surah Yasin. So we said in the first thing, we all know, we all learned about the virtues. But we said the first part of Surah Yasin is Allah made an oath by the Quran, right? He talked to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he said those people in general, who, of course, he was mentioning the people of Quraysh, but in general, those people who does not benefit from reminders, are like anybody who has a collar around his or her neck and they don't see but what they see in front of them, right? Then he brought us an example. Whole one page, we spend one hour talking about that village. Those people who came to warn us, to warn them, which means for me, the people who warn us, what is my reaction? And this is to everybody. Don't answer me. When someone comes to you and says, your hijab is not right, what is your reaction? What is your reaction when someone tells you, you know what? The way you said it was not the best way. Somebody looks at you and says, even if they didn't say it in the best way, most of us, the reaction is, who is she to tell me this? Or if she is someone who you think she knows, I was like, no, I disagree with her. Or her way was not the best. Very few of us will say, Jazakillahu khair. You know what? You may be right. Let me ask Allah to show me. And by the way, young and old. Young and old. And in fact, the older we get, the harder it gets. And the more we think we know, the harder it gets. Versus exactly opposite of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. When they corrected him about the dunya issue, what did he say? Did he say, I'm the Rasul, how dare you talk to me like this? What did he say? You know your dunya way better than me. Or when Sayyidina Umar, the woman, corrected him, says, Kullu nas afqah minka ya Umar. Everybody knows more than you. So when, because this is how we live the Quran. You live the Quran when you see the people of the village. Three messengers came to them. They asked them nothing, just listen. And then the man came to them. I don't need anything from you. How come I don't believe in Allah? And what did they do? They killed him. Am I these people? Or am I that person? Am I that man who I really care about my people so much? Not only my family, not only my children. Do I really care about the people around me? I want to see you all in Jannah. You want me to see you in Jannah. And that's why I care. Am I? Questions. This is all Surah Yasin. Questions. Then last week we covered the signs of Allah. Did it change? We have been poured with rain. We have been soaked with rain for the last 2 weeks, the last 2 days. What did it do to you? Oh, it's raining. Oh, when is it going to stop? Oh, alhamdulillah, I'm not working today. I'm not going to go. The highway is really bad, right? The usual. But how many of us looked and says, wow, the only one who's going to stop it is Allah. Ya Allah, please stop it. Or Ya Allah, suqya rahma wa laysa suqya adab. Ya Allah, make it a flow of rahma, not a flow of punishment. We don't even know that. then we didn't learn. This is my point. Again, I'm trying to always remind you, remind myself first, all these lectures, or YouTube, or Reels, or Instagram, or TikTok, this is all we're going to be asked about, and I'm coming to it today. We're going to be asked about. I gave you all this information. I gave you the books. I gave you the everything now. Anything, go to Google, you'll get the answer. Why you're not changing? And I said the question for everybody, and I did it this morning for the year of knowledge. What is your goal for Ramadan? Don't tell me I'm going to go every day to Taraweeh. All the Muslims do that. And don't tell me I'm going to do one khatma. Most of the people will do. What special thing you will do this Ramadan that will change you, that you will stay doing it afterward? And I don't want general, you know, I'm going to be a better person. Sure. Specific goals. I mean, some of the students, because I asked them to send it to me directly. Some of these students sent me, and one just before I came, I was like, subhanAllah. She analyzed herself completely. And where is my shortcomings? Not a single word of praise. SubhanAllah. And she said, I made a decision and Allah will help me. I need to change. And she put it, I mean, very few of us will say this about themselves. She did it. This is what we all need. We need to change before what Allah said in Surah Yasin that I'm going to share with you in a second happens. So the next thing, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took us through this one and two and all the signs around you, we didn't change. Right? And we're still argumentative. And that's exactly what they did. وَيَقُلُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. When is this going to happen? When is this going to happen? And this is repeated in the Quran, by the way. It's not only in Surah Yasin. But in Surah Yasin, the answer is very scary. This, the answer, if you look at it, if you Google, وَيَقُلُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, and then say, when is this promise, meaning the Day of Judgment. If you Google it, you will see every surah, the answer is very different. In Yasin is scary. مَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً تَأْخُذُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَخَصِّمُونَ. No answer. He didn't say when. He didn't say tomorrow. He didn't say on Friday. He didn't say 2027. He said they will not see but one cry, one call. And they are still arguing. They're still arguing. I was thinking when I was reading this, I was like, subhanAllah. So I could be calling you on the phone and I said, I can't come on Monday. I can come on Tuesday. I said, no, please come on Monday. That's a good argument, but it's an argument. And he said, at this moment, the hour will come. You're texting your friend. You're checking this TikTok thing. You're cooking. And even the hadith in it, it says, the two men, that's the comment on it, the two men in the market looking at a dress, like a thobe for the man. And they are putting it in front of them and they're looking at it and the sa'ah comes in. Are we ready? Now you know why Surah Yasin is related to death. مَا يَنظُرُونَ. They would not even have a time to look. And alhamdulillah, may Allah make me benefit of it. I witnessed two earthquakes, the result of it. I wasn't there when it happened. But everyone we asked, especially the one in Turkey, because it was really bad and it was a lot of people, that everyone I asked, this was their answer. Literally, young and old and speak Arabic, we speak Turkish, it's Day of Judgment. This is how they, everyone said this word. We said, that's it, Day of Judgment. She said, ooh, this is what we heard. Ooh, that's a sayha. And we thought it's Day of Judgment. But it was only a few seconds. It lasted less than a minute, but it felt like forever. But everyone said this. مَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدًا. Why Allah is telling me this? What should be the answer when I hear this? Am I ready? If it is today, as I'm speaking, happened, are we ready to go to Allah and stand in front of Him and I says, I'm done? Alhamdulillah, I did it all. If you're going to add another day, it's not going to change anything. No, because that's what He said. مَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَا مَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً تَأْخُذُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَخْصِمُونَ. And then فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون. They cannot even say a word. I cannot look at you and says, take care of my family. That's exactly, I'm translating the verse. The verses doesn't need a lot of commentary because it's very clear. فلا يستطيعون, you can't. Have you seen somebody suddenly get a heart attack? Or someone suddenly get a stroke? What happens? They can't speak anymore. That's it. They are trying. They are opening their mouth, but they can't. And we think we are always going to be the same way we are. They cannot even leave a word of admonition to somebody. Take care of my family. Take care of my house. Take care of my job. وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. And they will not go back. And this is the first cry where everyone on this earth will die. There's two cries, you know that. There's two blowing in the trumpet. First one is when everybody alive will be dead. And Allah said in many places, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everyone will be dead. وَنُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى. And then the second one, فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. Everybody will be up looking at each other. Here, Allah says, فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ تَوْصِيَةً وَلَا أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. Now, the second trumpet. What happened? وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. What happened? What will happen? Now we are all going. Yes, we are standing up. Those who are dead, they are standing up from their graves. Those who just died, we don't know. It could be any minute. They will stand up. And stand up doing what? Going where? Where are we going? We don't know where are we going, and that's the most scary part. The most scary part is when you are afraid because you don't know where you will end up. Because even at that time, the people will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's just know where are we going. Am I going to Jahannam? May Allah protect us. Are we going to Jannah? ونفخ في الصور إن كانت ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون. Second one, they all come. Ajdath is the graves. Yansilun is quickly. But where? Ardul Mahshar. Allah knows where is it. Somewhere in the Middle East, they say. But we have no idea what we are going to say. وَقَالُوا. Anybody, all of us. يَا وَيْلَنَا. Woe on us. مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. And if you're reading it with the Hafs, you need to stop here. Who woke up us? Yeah, that's what we will say because you're sleeping, right? And Allah is not mentioning anything about what is happening in the grave. That's a different story. But once this second call or this second cry, everybody will say, waqalu, is not one person. Everybody who's awake will say, what happened? Why we are up? And then we will answer, or the angels will answer. There's two opinions about that. مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Who make us wake up? It's a question, right? هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. Now we're going to acknowledge. Wow, it's true. We were not thinking of it. This is true. And what the messengers brought is true. And they say either the people themselves will say it, or the angels will tell them. What are we going to do at that moment? At that moment? I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Nothing. Nothing. You cannot defend yourself. You cannot defend anybody. You cannot argue. You cannot say, I didn't mean it. You didn't say I was weak. You didn't say shaitan has this impact. Good luck. Because we're not going to be even speaking and it's going to come. فاليوم, subhanAllah. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون. This one cry, the second one, everyone. And I really need you to think of this. Everyone is going to be in front of Allah. Not only us, not only people who lives in Irvine, not only people who lives in California or the States or in the world, everybody who lived from A to Z, from the moment this earth was created, to the moment that Allah will decide, this is will end. How many millions? I'm sorry, how many billions? all of them will stand in front of Allah. Who is he? And here I am, I cannot wake up for Fajr. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. They have never given Allah his due right. I'm too busy. I'm too absorbed with me and my life and my social media and my friends and my beauty and my. The list is long. جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرٌ. And then Allah is saying, فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Today there is no injustice at all. The day of judgment is the only day where I'm going to take my right to the whatever is the smallest thing you can think of. But anything I did of injustice, and I say this to myself, Ya Wayli, I'm going to be asked about. Ya فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And you will be rewarded according to what you did. And in another verse in Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah said the same thing. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. Allah said, if it was the weight of the atom of mustard, how big is this? Atom of a mustard, we will bring it and we will take you accountable. What did I say? I didn't mean it. What is the big deal? Little bit of my hair is showing. Fine, do it. That's what I tell people. Do it. And everything, we're going to be taken accountable. Again, it's not my word. That's Surah Yasin. All of you know it. Every single thing he's going to ask me about. And even the Sahaba said, how is this going to happen? It's just like every one of us. Allah is feeding us. How is Allah feeding every soul on this earth? How? We don't know. Right? I can't even think of it. It's going to be the same way. He's going to take me accountable. Again, the question, are you ready? At that moment, there is two groups. There is it. Two groups. You can see it in Surah Az-Zumar. You can see it in many places in the Quran. Two groups. And amazingly, in Yasin, there is very short commentary about the people of Jannah, and it's much longer about the people of Jahannam, which is really interesting. I was looking at it and I was like, there has to be something about this, that Allah is, let's say, scaring me more than he is giving me good news. He started with the good news. You all know it. Inna ashab al jannati al yawma fi shughulin fakihun. It's a beautiful word for those of you who know Arabic, and even the words Allah used. He said, verily the people of Jannah. Do you want to be in Jannah? Say it. Absolutely. Do I deserve it? No. But Allah is generous. And Allah, by his mercy, he will get me there. How long it will take, that's a different story. We will talk about it later. But at least I know, and all of us, because we say La ilaha illallah, at the end, we'll end up in Jannah. Inna ashab al-jannati al-yawma. And this is what I want you, when you read the Quran, pay attention to the detail. Inna, verily. And he said, Ashab al-Jannah. What's a sahib? The owner. So sahib al-Quran, the owner. Or the person who, this is like my, not but only my friend. I'm so close to it as if it is mine. And Allah said, Inna ashab al-Jannah. May Allah make us. And he used the word we use these days. SubhanAllah. Inna ashab al-Jannati al-Yawma, today. Meaning that day. What? Busy. He said, fi shughulin. And those of you who know Arabic, shughul is I'm busy. When somebody says, can you come and do something? I said, ana majghula. Don't we say this in Arabic? I'm busy. But busy with what? Fakihun. Allah, this beautiful statement. They are so busy enjoying. You know when you go for vacation, right? And you're, let's say, on the beach, dressed properly. But you are enjoying the creation of Allah and you're like sipping this whatever halal drink, right? And then you take this selfie or this picture and send it to everybody and everyone says, oh, I wish I was there, right? Because you're enjoying it. Now this is dunya. This is what, 5-10 minutes a day, a two, whatever it is. This is eternity. That's it. There is no more sorrow, no more pain, no more injustice, no more he said or she said, or I hate her or she hates me. No more. Nothing. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلْ. We removed every ill feeling from them. To enter Jannah, to qualify for Ashab al-Jannah, you have to be completely pure. And this is one of the reasons, may Allah protect us, there is a detour to Jahannam. The detour to Jahannam is to purify us. And that's why when somebody gets sick, we say tahur, purification. When someone gets tested, we say purification. So here you go. Ashab al-Jannah. Think of it. This is when you read, you need to take a pause and think of it. It's way beyond my imagination, but let me just think a second. Oh, I'm so busy. Normally in dunya, busy what? I'm juggling how many things? No, this is what I'm juggling. Do I drink this? Do I eat this? Do I say this? Do I sleep? في شغل فاكهون. فاكهون, enjoying. But alone, I'm going to be lonely. Right? Human beings by nature loves to be with people. Even if you are an introvert, you still sometimes you want people. Right? So Allah knows that. He's not alone. هم وأزواجهم. You and the spouses. You with the people who will be your spouse in Jannah. Not necessarily the same one here. And those will be same story. No ill feelings, no bad words, no abuse, no none of this we talk about here. Right? هم وأزواجهم على الأرائك. هم وأزواجهم على الأرائك متكئون. الأرائك is, I mean, we can explain it based on what we see. It's not a bed and it's not a sofa. Somewhere between both. Very comfortable. And we're not sitting like I am sitting right now. No, متكئون. So my back doesn't hurt. And Allah repeatedly also in the Quran, he says this, especially in the Juz'u Amma, in the last part of the Quran. متكئون. I'm so busy. Busy doing what? I'm just enjoying. This is exactly what he's saying. This is the Quran you read. هم وأزواجهم على الأرائك متكئون. And then always Allah stress on فاكهة, fruits. لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون. You have fruits and anything you want, anything you ask for. You want ice cream? Sure. You want chocolate? Absolutely. You want smoothie? Sure. You want coffee? This is dunya. Imagine there. Imagine there. That's why if you want to change, you need to do only one thing. Is you need to focus on akhirah. And don't worry about this. Once you focus on akhirah, everything becomes easy. Putting a hijab on my head, so what? So what? Covering my hair, what is the big deal? Not putting makeup, what is the big deal? I'm different than everybody else. What is the big deal? They attacked me and I'm not going to respond. What is the big deal? I'm there. I want to be Ashab al-Jannah. And you and that person, whoever doing whatever they are doing, okay, they come way later. Focus, refocus. Refocus on your goal. This is temporary. هم وأزواجهم على الأرائك متكئون لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون. Now the best part. The best part. You know when we say keep the best for last? What is the best? سلامٌ من قول من رب الرحيم. Peace, salam. Who's going to give me the greetings? Not me, not you, not you. Allah. Allah will say salam to me. Do I deserve it? What did I do? Struggle with my salah. Struggle to keep this and doesn't say but what pleases him. Salamun qawlan min rabbir rahim. It's very few verses about Jannah, but it's so powerful. And now come to Jahannam. And it is amazing. This is the only time in the Quran where Allah says this word, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. You know what's امْتِيَاز? Some of you in the Urdu language, you know what that. What is it? It's usually a word of praise, right? امْتِيَاز, when you take A+ in the Arabic language, when we are in school, they don't say A+. They say امْتِيَاز, meaning 95 from 100 or above or more. But now Allah is saying in a sarcastic way, you're going to be special. But he said, أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. wrongdoer. Mtazu, you're going to be nobody is going to cover my faults anymore. I will not be able to look in front of people something and outside the people I'm something else. No, you're going to be who you are in front of Allah. And then Allah is asking this question. You know when you love someone and someone look at you and you hurt that somebody, you said something, you didn't mean it, but it came out, you feel so bad. And that person comes to you and says, why did you do that? How do you feel? Why did you do that? Why did you say this? I never hurt you, right? How does it feel? Imagine Allah is saying this. أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Didn't I ask you, begged you, you give me the covenant that you are not going to worship shaitan? Do we worship shaitan? Yes, we do, my dear. But not, we don't pray to shaitan. Alhamdulillah. Otherwise, you will not be in this class. Right? But do we worship shaitan? Why did Allah say this? How do we worship shaitan? When we obey him, what does he say to us? I want to hear it from the young. How do we worship shaitan? When we disobey Allah, that's general, and I need specific. And we will not change unless I pay attention to the details. Do you worship shaitan? Me? No? That's how we answer, right? If I looked at you and says, don't worship shaitan, you're going to get so upset with me, and I will never see you here, right? But why did Allah say this? إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Why? وَأَنْ يَعْبُدُونِي هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Why did he say, didn't I tell you, don't worship shaitan? Everybody says, I don't worship shaitan. How many of you say, I worship shaitan? See, all of you are looking at me. Then you don't even know what worshiping shaitan is. Allah is saying this. How do I worship shaitan? If you didn't wake up this morning for Fajr, you worship shaitan at that moment. It's not all the time. If you are not dressed properly the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, when you left home, you worship shaitan. Whether you are arguing, whether you are not convinced, whether you are, it doesn't matter, because he has so many ways. The way he convinced me is not the way he convinced you. And the way he convinced you is not the same way he convinced you. He promised him, قَالَ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. By your majesty, I am going to lure them, all of them. And then he made an exception. Not he, but he knew that those will not respond to him, إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمْ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except those who worship you sincerely. Do we worship shaitan? لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. I am going to come to them from the front, from the back, from the right, from the left, and the majority of them will not be grateful to you. He's talking to Allah. Do we do it? You're too quiet today. I don't know what it is. I think it's the rain or the topic or all of the above. It's probably all of the above. Yes, we do. When I say something and I know what I am saying is not pleasing to Allah, at that moment I worship shaitan. When I backbite somebody, I worship shaitan. When I don't treat a human being in a good way, let alone my husband or my parents, then I worship shaitan at that moment. And Allah says, didn't I tell you don't do it? What I'm going to say? What I'm going to say, he's talking to me. What I'm going to say? I want to hear the word that you said it earlier. Nothing. You know why? Because now, the next one. وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًا كَثِيرًا فَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ. He have lured so many people before you. Don't you comprehend? Don't you see? And then he says, هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمْ. Ya Allah. This is Jahannam. He's showing to it. هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمْ لَتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. Now you're seeing it. You know, when someone says to you, you go abroad, you travel abroad, you see your family and you say, oh, Irvine is beautiful. You know, California, the weather, all these things, right? And people imagine, right? But it's very different when they come and they look at you and says, you were absolutely right. This is beautiful. Or you're a little bit exaggerated. This is what Allah is going to say. This is Jahannam. We're going to see it, inshallah. We're not going to be in, but we will see. We'll see the fire. Islawha al-yawm. Feel it. As-sali is when you feel, there's so many meanings of it, but one of it is when you feel the fire. Sayyidina Umar, one of his way of disciplining himself, you know what he did? He used to turn on the fire, and then he put his finger very close to it, and then you pull it. It's going to burn. You know what he say to himself? أَلَكَ صَبْرٌ عَلَى هَذَا يَبْنَ الْخَطَّابِ. Can you be patient with what you are feeling? And then he talks to himself. فَاتَّقِ اللَّهِ. He talks to himself, not anybody. Or obey Allah. Have awe of Allah. إِصْلَوْهَا الْيَوْمِ. And Allah said in many other places, إِصْلَوْهَا الْيَوْمِ فَاصْبِرُوا أَوْ لَا تَصْبِرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah said, okay, you're going to feel it. You're going to taste it. You're going to be burned in it. Whether you're going to be patient or not, it doesn't matter anymore. Done. اليوم, as I think it's a statement to Sayyidina Ali, who said, اليوم عمل بلا حساب وغدا حساب بلا عمل. Today, do whatever you want. No one will take you accountable. Tomorrow, meaning there is accountability and you cannot do anything. You cannot change it at all. اشلوها اليوم هذه جنم كنتم توعدون اشلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون. I want to spend whatever time is left. Alhamdulillah, we still have some time. What is going to happen to my body and yours? And this is a concept in the Quran repeated. We use three things very common from our body. What is number one that we use it very commonly? Our tongue. It's actually the most active muscle in the body. It's in I'm talking physiology. I'm not talking Quran. Yeah. It's the most moved muscle in the body. It's a muscle. Qur'an, the tongue. Second, right? Our hands, we use it, we move it, right? The eye move only one side up and down, but the hands move everywhere. And the tongue goes everywhere. Far. Or close, especially these days. By the way, when you text someone, you're using your tongue. Yep. And when you comment on someone, right? And when you send the emoji, it's your tongue. But in a different way. It's all talking, right? Now what happens on the Day of Judgment? Completely the opposite. اليوم نختم على أفواهكم. Sealed. Khatim is seal. See, this is going to be completely sealed. على أفواهكم وتكلمنا أيديكم. And your hand will speak. I'll come to it in a second because there's a beautiful hadith about it. And the hand will speak. وتشهد أرجلكم. And your legs will witness بما كنتم تعملون. The legs will speak. The hands will speak. And in another place in Surah Fussilat, the skin will speak, will witness against me. The only part of my body which will not speak on the Day of Judgment is, I want to hear it. Naam, the tongue. See how much we talk? And if somebody doesn't talk too much, what's wrong with her? She's depressed. She's not in a good mood. Oh, she is so introvert. In Day of Judgment, And even in Surah Fussilat is even beautiful. We will say, وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. And we're going to say, argue again, with our skin, why did you witness against us? We talk to ourselves, not to anybody. And then the skin will answer, قَالُوا أَنْطَقَنَا اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْطَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah made us speak. Skin. Like there's cameras in the skin. You know the hidden camera? And this is the hidden camera. but we're not seeing it. It will show up there. اليوم نختم على أفواهكم. So better seal it here before it is already sealed, because the less I speak, the less mistakes I do, the lessons I do. As Sayyidina Umar said, من كثر كلامه كثر سقطه ومن كثر سقطه كثر ذنوبه ومن كثر ذنوبه النار أولى به. He said, whomsoever speaks so much, he's going to make a lot of mistakes. And whomsoever makes mistakes, he will sin. He or she will sin. And those who continue to sin, Jahannam is, they qualify for Jahannam. So نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. Let me share with you this hadith. Amazing. I'm in a Zumar. That's why I'm not seeing it. Okay. Here we are. Alhamdulillah. So I'm going to read it in Arabic, then I'm going to translate. This is in Muslim and Nasa'i wa Ibn Hatim. Anas ibn Malik, the famous Sahabi. He said, the Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Actually, it's a long hadith, but the one in Arabic here is just in the middle. But I'm going to say the beginning of it. Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam was sitting with the Sahaba and he smiled. And then he looked at them and says, do you know why I'm laughing? Of course, the laughing of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam is a smile. He does not laugh like, it's not actually out of haya also, never. And they said, do you know why I am smiling? And they said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. He said, it's because I was thinking. Look what he thinks and what we think. It's because I was thinking. And when the servant here, now bil Arabi, يقول العبد يوم القيامة, the servant on the day of judgment will say, لا أجيز علي إلا شاهدا من نفسي. I am not going to allow anyone to witness against me except me. I will not allow anyone to witness against me or for me except me. Meaning I don't trust anybody except my hands and my legs. They know what I did. Okay. فيقول Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which he said it in another part of the Quran, كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Enough for you, your nafs, that it will take you accountable. Are you all with me? And then, your nafs and the angels who were writing everything. The angels have been writing since morning for all of us, including here. When you are listening, what are you thinking? They are debating where to write. But for me, for sure, here or there, because I'm saying it. And so he said, okay, your nafs is enough. And the angels who wrote. Let's see what we will see. Now imagine this. They're going to bring the book. And I'm not saying anything. And I said, come on, come my hand. Absolutely witness. Come my legs, witness. I'm so comfortable, right? I am so confident. And then says, the man, the human being, me, you, will say to all our arkan, meaning our jawarah, our limbs, speak. I'm very comfortable. فَتَنْطُقْ بِعَمَلِهِ It's going to speak about everything he or she did. What did you text? The thumb moved. Right? You put the emoji, you used your index. You said this. فَتَنْطُقْ بِعَمَلِهِ ثُمَّ يُخَلَّى بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْكَلَامِ He will... It's like, you go and listen. You go listen, see what they are saying. Now, like you know, now when somebody recorded someone and says, let me tell you what they said about you. And then they put the recording and you are hearing it. How do you feel? When someone said all these negative things about you, it's very different when someone says, they said this versus, I am not lying. I recorded it. Listen to it. And you are there listening to what they are saying about you. How do you feel? Now imagine the who is saying is my hand. What I'm going to say? Oh, she doesn't like me. Oh, she is jealous. Oh, she is mean. Whatever we say, what I'm going to say to my hand? فَتَنْطُقُ بِكَلَامِي ثُمَّ يُخَلَّى بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْكَلَامِ And then he gonna kept listening to what the hand and the legs will say. I am going to say to my hand, woe on you. بُعْدًا وَسُحْقًا لَكِ For you, I was disobeying Allah. for you, I was disobeying Allah. So I look good. So I dress well. So I impress people. This is how we are. And this is going to say, you did it. I didn't tell you. Right? And the same thing, Shaytan, on the Day of Judgment, there's a beautiful, it's not an argument, it's a talk. It's in Surah Ibrahim. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ Shaytan will speak at the end. لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي I called you. He's not gonna say, I didn't mean it, I didn't say, no, I called you. I told you don't wake up for Fajr. I heard it. I told you you are very upset and you need to answer her. I told you don't dress properly because you're going to look different than everybody else. He's going to say, I did it. Da'awtukum, I just called you. Fastajabtum li. You responded. You responded. Go and read it in Surah Ibrahim. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانَ I had no power over you. I had no power. إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي. It's actually before that. I had no power. I called you. You responded. Who do you blame? Who do you blame? Me. فلا تلوموني. He now is still speaking. فلا تلوموني. Don't blame me. ولوموا أنفسكم. Blame yourself. ما أنا بمصرخكم وما أنتم بمصرخي. I cannot come to your help and you cannot come to my help. إني كفرت بما أشركتموني من قبل. I now tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I absolutely have nothing to do with what they were doing. How will you feel? You want to kill shaitan at that moment, but you will not be able to do it. And the same thing here, what Allah is saying. See how Allah took us in a journey? I send you the Quran. I gave you the example of the village. There is people who calls for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's even ordinary people call for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make fun of them. They are too strict. They are this. They are that. They don't know. Okay, fine. Leave it. Come on in. Now live this. Now live this. Now answer. And Allah then at the end, he said, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَىٰ عَيُنِهِمْ فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصِّرَاطَ فَإِنَّا يُبْصِرُونَ If we want, we would have let them see nothing. And they will not even see the disobedience they are doing. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَاتِهِمْ فَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا مُضِيًّا وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ And if we want, we will keep them still in their place and they cannot move. Meaning, these two, Allah gave me all the faculty to do whatever I want. This is the beauty of this deen. This deen is a deen of choice. This is what I always tell people. Even one of my teachers was not very happy when I told her, I say this to people who don't wear a hijab. She said, what do you say? I said, I tell them it's your choice. She looked at me and I said, I tell them it's your choice to obey Allah or don't obey Allah. It's an obligation. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. You better answer. You better, then your hair is also going to be speaking. Everything else will be speaking. Why you're not doing it? Or why you're not a nice human being? Why you're not a woman who respects others? Why you're a woman who respects the masjid? Why you're a woman who your tongue is so harsh on people? Why you're a person who's not humble? All these, I can ask myself now, I can work on myself, I can change. But once I am dead, done. خلاص. يوم نطوي السماء كطي السجل للكتب. كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيده. Allah says that day of judgment, we're going to fold everything. Like a book is folded. And everything this is done. So all of us, and again, that now you probably, all of you are saying, why Surah Yasin is related to the dying person? Why Surah Yasin? I need to read it to the dying person. Because it's a reminder for me before the dying person. Read the Quran, learn from it, reflect on it, give it your time. Give it at least half an hour a day. Especially the young. If you grew up with the Quran, your life will change. The older we get, the harder to change habits. You all know that. Versus if you are very young, and I don't want to just read Quran. Did you read Quran? Give it a little bit of your time. Read it in English. 2 verses a day. And just think of it the way I was just explaining to you. Think of it. If you do it persistently, talk to me in a year. and see your relationship with the Quran, let alone those who know Arabic. And just don't read it, just read it. Read it, think, am I this person? Am I not? Can I be? Ya Allah, please forgive me. Ya Allah, show me. Ya Allah, teach me. And then your relationship with the Quran will be completely different. Next week, inshallah, we will come to the end of it, which is amazing, and how Allah summarized everything at the end. And that's usually in the whole chapters of the Quran. The end of the surah, so usually the last page or the last few verses, is a summary of all the chapters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to the word of admonition and follow it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I seek refuge in Allah that I remind you of him and I forget something. And if I said anything good, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I said anything not to write, it's from me and my ignorance and the impact of shaitan in me. I seek refuge in Allah that I remind you of things and I don't do it. Jazakum Allahu khairan. We'll see you inshallah next week. Jazakillahu khair. Please forgive me, but I definitely need that. Bismillah. The last week before Ramadan, we have something special. I'm not going to say it at all. Right till that week, but it's something different to prepare us for Ramadan. It's not about the Quran. It's to change us as a human beings with our relationship with the creation of Allah. And it's going to be the... So there's two more weeks. SubhanAllah, 3 more weeks. No, I'm talking about Tuesdays. Because Ramadan is probably a Sunday or a Monday. So 3 more or 2 more? I don't remember. We didn't start Sha'ban yet. 4, so it's 3 weeks then. Because Ramadan is a Sunday or a Monday. So there's 3? Yeah, it's Allahu A'lam, Monday or Sunday. So 4. 4 more? Oh, okay, so we have plenty of time. Okay, alhamdulillah. If Allah give us life. Inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Let's get ready for Salah. 7